KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Basic Education Minister Sivio Wachube says she's instructed her department to begin drafting regulations to allow the full implementation of the Bella Act.
These regulations, norms and standards and policy will give legal clarity to various sections of the Act, which include sections 4 and 5 of the Bella Act, which have been subject to ongoing consultation within the Government of National Unity's Clearing House.
Yesterday, the President signed a proclamation for the full implementation of the Basic Education Laws Amendment Act, which was held at the initial signing in September. It was as a result of opposition by some political parties and civil groups to two clauses about language and admissions, leading to a three-month consultation process. President Ramaphosa says a committee made up of GNU members agreed to the full implementation in a meeting yesterday. In a statement, Minister Gwagube says she's committed to implementing the Act to ensure all learners gain equal access to quality education. And the National Energy Regulator says it will make a final decision on Eskom's proposed tariff hikes in January. The power utility wants NERSA to approve an electricity tariff increase of at least 36% for next year. Public hearings around the proposal took place around the country last month. Here's NERSA's Charles Hlebela.
NERSA understands the importance of this decision and remains committed to ensuring that all inputs received during the public participation process are considered.
And the island nation of Vanuatu says it will lift a suspension on commercial flights after an earthquake that killed at least 12 people. The 7.3 magnitude earthquake struck off the main island on Tuesday, toppling concrete buildings in the capital, Port Vila, and setting off landslides. Vanuatu has declared a seven-day state of emergency and a nighttime curfew. According to the UN, the dead include two Chinese, one Thai, and one French national. Authorities say commercial flights halted since the quake will resume tomorrow. On the weather front, back home, there's a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms with heavy downpours, hail, damaging winds and severe lightning for the western and southern parts of the province today. Durban, Pietermaritzburg and Mooi River reach a high of 29 degrees, Richards Bay and Newcastle 32, Kokstad and Margate 28, Underberg 27, Ulundi 31, Ladysmith 33. In Durban this morning, we've got 2 meter high swells at sea with sunset at 4 minutes to 7. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.